Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick in the mic.
And it's a hard morning this morning. Twitter's down.
I know. Like, what are we gonna do?
I don't know.
I can't compose any tweets or send out funny GIFs.
I was sitting in the corner of the kitchen this morning, just trying to open it over and over and over again. I was lost. Thankfully. My Instagram is connected to my Twitter, so if I post on Instagram, it'll post to my Twitter, so technically I can still tweet. So, we're saved that way.
I mean, it'll probably be a delayed tweet.
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, nobody's gonna be able to read it for a few hours. Yeah. But.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of these whole social networks going down.
I know, right?
Is this a conspiracy?
I thought Zuckerberg owned everything, and he's got, you know, that bunch of machines on an offshore island or something like that controlling everything. I thought he had this down already.
He doesn't own the Twitters.
That's right, he only owns the Instagrams and the Facebooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until Skynet goes live, and then, you know, we're all doomed.
But so whatever. November 9th, when Skynet goes live.
Exactly. Real quick, just to the audience, I apologize. I have lots of phlegm in my throat still. It's still going on. We've been done being sick for days, but I've still got this post-nasal drip shit going on. It's ridiculous.
Don't you have allergies?
I do. I have lots of allergies.
Probably allergies.
But I took Benadryl yesterday, and it's the 24-hour Benadryl. I've been taking it regularly. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Can we talk about medications for a second?
Yeah.
The ones that say they work for 24 hours or 8 hours or whatever, they never fucking work.
Well, no, because it's only technically 12 hours. It's actually, it's like the 8-hour stuff really only works for 5. And the 12-hour stuff really only works for 8. So you kind of have to, like, people wait the exact 12 hours, but to be able to make it consistently work, you really gotta, like, you know, you gotta take your next dose a little early.
I don't know, there's, like, you know, the Robitussin, like, 8-hour, like, cough suppressor.
Right.
And it's like, that'll keep your, you know, cough from coming back. Anytime I take anything like that, literally works for 2 minutes.
Right.
And then I'm coughing up a lung the rest of the day.
See, the thing about me with Benadryl is it doesn't really work. It doesn't work for the 24 hours unless I take 2. And you're allowed to take 2, but no more than 2. The problem is if I take 2 in 15 minutes, I am passing out.
Benadryl is completely leveled. Benadryl is typically not a non-drowsy medication.
I know. Just, can't take 2 and operate machinery, that's all. I can still change a diaper, though, so that's helpful.
That's good. I mean, I didn't think you really had diapers anymore, but...
Well, you know, it's a lifestyle choice, and, you know, it's just faster than going to the bathroom, so...
Real quick, speaking of changing diapers, I know we touched on it last week with the Babies Act.
Right.
I don't know if you folks saw it this week. I think it was Upworthy, and was it New York Post that had the video with our buddy Lance Summerfield from City Dads Group and New York Dads Group?
Yep.
You know, talking about changing diapers out in public and, you know, that sort of thing, and, you know, what his life has been like, you know, since he's been a dad.
Right.
With, you know, the talent challenges with it. So, good job, Lance. Lance.
Every time I see Lance, I want to call him Lance Armstrong. But, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think he uses performance-enhancing drugs, so, you know.
No, my favorite picture from the week was him and co-founder of City Dads Group, Matt Schneider, with Michael Strahan.
Oh, yeah.
Up in New York, which
is... Classic Strahan.
Yeah, which is funny for us from when we went to Dad 2.0 last year, or this year, I guess. Yeah. Strahan obviously was there and talked and spoke to us. And then when he got back to do live, when he was still doing live. Right. He talked about going to the Dad to Dad conference, which
Dad,
is not
Dad
what it's
to Dad.
And said it was founded by this guy Lance in New York, which he mixed up.
Right.
Dad's group.
Yeah.
And Dad 2.0 and just flubbed the names.
Look, Strahan's a cool guy, but he's not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer.
No, but seeing him with Lance just,
right.
You know, it's a bit of an inside joke for, you know, the dads, you know, for our dads' groups.
Right.
For me, it's, like, I will laugh every single time.
Oh, yeah. Every time I see Strahan, I'll just be like, look at you.
But, it was cool, like, Strahan was talking about how cool the conference was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
if only the people that he was talking about it to on his nationally syndicated television program actually knew what he was talking about,
yeah,
that would have been helpful.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was cool that he was there.
Yeah.
And, cool. You know, I'm not a Strahan fan, being that I'm an Eagles fan.
It's so sour.
It was fun when the Patriots fans were getting trolled by him that were in attendance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So, yeah. Speaking of trolled, I feel like I'm being trolled by my 5-year-old.
Well, you know, it's classic Sophia, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I feel like I kind of set ourselves up for disappointment.
Okay.
When she was born, she was like phenomenal baby. Like, you know, went from you know, her sleep schedule, like to sleep through the night, was like so quick.
Yeah.
And like not a lot of fussiness, and I was like, oh man, I was like, this kid's great, she's so easy. And now it's just like she's so tough. I don't know, you know, everyone has tough kids, so I can't complain, but yesterday while I was at work, I got a phone call from her technology teacher because they're doing coding in kindergarten.
You know,
which is cool.
That's a subject for a whole other episode.
Yeah, you know who is a subject that we should talk about with?
What's that?
Ryan Hamilton.
The Cole Hamilton. Yeah.
Cole Hamilton.
Yeah, Ryan Hamilton.
Yeah, so I got a call that she was playing during class, like rolling around on the carpet. Basically, it sounded like to me she was acting like a cat.
Right.
Or George W. Bush with a ball of yarn.
Exactly.
Rolling around on the floor. You know, not listening, so she got pulled aside and the teacher called, you know, that she wasn't listening, following directions. And so this was on top of getting an email on Monday from her PE teacher.
Okay.
And pretty consistent, like, multiple communications from her actual kindergarten teacher.
Right.
All with the same, you know, message, basically. She doesn't listen. She doesn't follow directions. She's all over the place. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, that's how she is at home as well. So I feel like we are failing our 5-year-old.
Well, you know, I feel the need to point out some possibilities, just based on my own experience when I was a kid, because I was the same way. And I distinctly remember my teachers and my parents, especially my dad, sitting down and having a conversation about it. You know, what can we do to help him pay more attention? Yeah, that sort of thing. The first time around, because I liked doodling in class so much, they encouraged me to doodle about the subject that we were studying.
That's not bad.
I don't know how I was supposed to doodle multiplication tables.
What?
Because I just hated... Exactly, yeah. So...
Not now.
So they tried something like that, like trying to ask me what would make me interested in such things, right? So they tried that approach. And then the one approach, it ended up really just being the realization that my science teacher, who, now that I've moved back to this area of Pennsylvania, I see at Walmart every once in a while.
Nice.
I don't say anything to him. Because we had the realization back when I was in his class that he was just an asshole. He was just a prick. It was just, like, he had no interest in teaching children as young as I was. Because he had no patience for his, like, it's like, hey, why aren't you paying attention? Grow up. You should be paying attention. Right? And I was, like, 7 years old. Right? So, it's one of those things where there's this delicate balance between what can you do for the kid from the kid's perspective, and maybe the teacher has to change their perspective a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
It's trying to figure out what's gonna reach her. Like, we've been trying, you know, reward charts. Last night, she lost TV and the iPad. Like, when she got home, I took her to the park, and, you know, we took a walk, so we talked about everything. I said, what aren't you going to do tonight? What aren't you allowed to have?
Right.
The iPad. I said, what else? Jake. Because all she wants to do is, like, watch Jake and the Neverland Pirates. Like, I don't know why that's the only thing she wants to watch. She's literally seen every single episode.
Right. That's like with Emma and Liv and Maddie. And she doesn't even understand the episodes themselves. She just likes watching it. But anyway.
Right. So I'm like, so you're not going to ask because you don't, like, your punishment for not listening and not following directions, you're losing them, you may not have them. So, you know, we get home from the park, and we need to eat dinner, get showers, go to bed. And she's like, I want to watch Jake, and immediately starts throwing the tantrum, and I'm like, what did we talk about?
Right.
And, you know, I mean, we've talked about my anger issues, and, like, they've come out so much more lately with them.
Right, and yeah.
It sucks. Like, I have zero patience. And, you know, it's causing problems. I mean, that may be part of the problem.
Right.
Is my reactions. But, you know, we have this reward chart, so, you know, we've threatened to take away tomorrow, which we'll see you tomorrow, most likely, the Halloween parade, where we're going up basically across the street from your house.
Right.
To her pre-K teacher's house for the parade, which she loved her teacher, you know, was excited to see her, so I was like, we're going to take that away. She's got a baby shower she's going to on Sunday where she can see her cousin.
Right.
So I was like, we're going to take those away. We will make the phone calls. I'm just going to start just, like, taking all our toys and just dumping them somewhere. You know, just, nope, sorry, dude.
Just have a little stash of toys that you've dumped in a hole behind the garage or something like that.
I mean, pretty much. I feel like that's what I have to do. But it's... You know, it's frustrating, and one of the things that, you know, popped in my head, they don't have a lot of playtime.
Right.
You know, like, it's a full day of school, it's pretty rigorous, they have, like, two short 20-minute recesses.
Okay.
And they have PE class twice, it's not even twice a week, they have a 6-day schedule.
Yeah.
So it's like A1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If there's a, you know, if the school's closed, it just picks up with what that day would have been.
Right.
So, like, if school's closed on what would be day 4, then the next day in school is day 4. So she has gym on days 5 and 6, so it's always back-to-back days.
Hmm.
So it's, you know, two short 20-minute recesses and then those two gym classes. And, like, that's her running around.
That's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not a lot for kindergarten. I don't think we really took that into account.
Yeah.
Going into the switch, and I asked her when we were at the park, I said, is it, you just have too much energy.
Right.
If you're not getting to, you know, get out and play enough. She said, yeah. I mean, she probably would have said that regardless of what I said, but.
Right.
You know, it's a tough situation that we're working on.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that, like, you know, a lot of new parents were soon to be parents. They think towards the future and read the books and whatnot about, you know, the whole discipline thing. And it's really hard until you're in the middle of it to understand that it's you know, it's a delicate balance between being the authority and being supportive at the same time. you know, you have to be patient, and you have to be, you know, this, it's just balance of, like, so many different things that include so many different emotions and stuff like that. It's, it can get a little crazy.
You know, and like I see, you know, my friends who, every time I'm with them, and, you know, they're with their kids, and the kids are, like, freaking out, like, they're always, like, calm. And, you know, I try to do that, obviously, out in public.
Right.
It's different. So maybe that's just, you know, I'm seeing them in public as opposed to them in private. So I'm immediately judging, you know, my own parenting based on what I'm seeing, you know, how my friends, you know, react with their kids. So it's tough, you know. I'm just frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very frustrating.
Like getting the phone calls and then having the bus driver tell us that she's getting up and standing in the aisle on the bus, and like that, I'm not overly concerned with.
Right.
Because, I mean, aside from the fact she'll get a write-up, but, you know, kids are always up on the bus. You know, like, I was always up on the bus.
Right.
You know, gotta take everything seriously, I suppose.
I was a book kid. I was just sitting in the back of the bus and just read a book. Listen to music. Mostly the Harry Potter soundtrack for some reason. I was digging the cellos. There's a lot of heavy cello in that one.
Nice.
But yeah, I've been getting frustrated as well with Emma lately. You know, we're still working on her relationship with Carissa, my wife.
Okay, we talked about that a bit.
Yeah, because it's like, at any time she's just with Carissa or just with me, she listens pretty well.
Okay.
But when she's with the both of us, some of the time she listens to me, she generally listens to Carissa, but she puts up like a real fight about stuff. And we're in, like, this recovery period, especially from, you know, 2 weeks of being sick.
Yeah.
Where, you know, during those 2 weeks, you know, if we were going upstairs, I'd carry her. If we were going to the car, I'd carry her. That sort of thing. So now we have to wean off the carrying you everywhere we go thing. And, you know, she's putting up a fight about that. So, I'm trying to keep it together.
Yeah, I mean, the wanting to be carried everywhere sucks.
Yeah.
Maddie does the same thing a good deal. Wanting to either be carried or, like, when we're eating.
Right.
Sitting in one of our laps instead of sitting in her own chair.
Right.
But, like, walking down the steps, like, in the morning.
Right.
She's like, wants to be carried down the steps. I'm like, you can walk down the steps.
Yeah.
She's like, no, come. Like, I have to walk back up the steps and either hold her hand, you know, because she doesn't want to walk down by herself, even though she's fully capable of it, or carry her. And, like, the same thing, like, walking out in the morning. Like, she,
right,
carry me. And I'm like, dude, I know, like, yeah, you're three. Maybe I should have a little bit more compassion for your laziness.
Right. Yeah, we've been going through the same thing with stairs, like, especially going up to bed or going out to the car on the way to school, and from the car into daycare. But I thought I had a breakthrough the other day, because so there's one thing that we do only every once in a while, and it usually works, which is that we pretend we're sad, and we're like, honey, can you please do this for us? So we stick our bottom lip out, you know, and we pout a little bit.
Nice.
And then usually what will happen is she'll see us getting fake upset, and she'll get a big smile on her face, and she'll be like, yeah, no problem. Right? It's like complete switch of attitude. It doesn't always work, but sometimes it works. And the other night, it was like 2 nights ago, she wanted to be carried up the steps to go to bed. And, and I was like, hey, do you want to dance up the stairs with me? And she was like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And so we danced up the stairs, and I tried it the next night. And it didn't work. She wouldn't bite. So, you know, It's a little bit of a back and forth game going on. We'll figure it out eventually, right?
Yeah, you know, when they're too old and the time has passed, and a little blood blue and the man on the moon. When you come home, son, I don't know when. You know what?
Something about a silver spoon in a cradle, I don't know.
Yeah.
Cats in the cradle with a silver spoon, I don't know.
So unrelated to parenting, let's talk about how I completely had you excited and then utterly disappointed yesterday. Mm. In the span of 3 seconds of text messages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I texted you and said, oh, we just got this this drone that we get to test out for a weekend.
Yeah, one of those ones that you fly around and you do video with. Yeah.
Oh, and then very quickly. Oh, I mean at work, not you and me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sent you the video, right?
Yeah, you sent me the video. Yeah.
Of us flying in my office.
But when you said the sentence, or when you texted the sentence, we have a drone to test, a 4K drone to test, .. Alright, yeah, TMI, but my dick went from 3 inches to 6 inches really fast.
You can just say it went from 6 to midnight.
Insta boner. That's how it went. Yeah. And then you said it was for work. You're like, fuck. I was like, yeah, now we get to test the really cool shit. Yeah, we started doing cars a little bit, and that was cool. We're gonna get back into that soon, and then drones, yes.
That would have been so awesome. I want to get a drone.
Yeah.
And if we can, like, they're expensive. Yeah. But if we can get one either to test or like just have, would be awesome. And I'd be like, hey, Mike Heenan.
Yeah. Mike right. Heenan,
he gets everything. Dude.
He does get everything.
Like, he's got all the VR.
I bet he's got like a relative or something. Like, he's got a cousin that he's tight with who works for like Best Buy or something like that. And you know, he's probably got the inside stuff going on.
Yeah, that's
or a friend at Amazon. One of those two.
Well, yeah, he's got the hookup running the which dad's group is here on San Francisco.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of dad's groups, you're going to be kind of taking a bit more of a lead, I believe, with the Philly Dads Group.
Yeah, we'll see. You know,
we're working on some things.
It's been kind of rough with Philly Dads Group because, you know, we've all been so busy. Like, I just started a job and we're busy with kids stuff, and we're all pretty spread out too.
Yeah, none of us live in the city.
Yeah, none of us live in inside the actual city. So it's been a little tough to get stuff together, but it looks like, for right now, it's me and Alex Mustico, and we're gonna be getting together soon, either on Skype or actually getting together. I might go to the one meetup. I think it's down in Delaware,
the trampoline park one, something like that, in Wilmington.
Yeah, something like that. So I might be going to that and just getting together with him and see if we can basically make a plan, right? Because
yeah.
I could at least do. You know, we can both do social media stuff, and then if the both of us can do at least one meetup a month, like if I do it at the beginning of the month, he does it at the end of the month, that sort of thing, then that's, you know, that's a regular schedule, and it's really that regularity that brings guys together, and you know.
And if other members like postings, which there's, you know, a couple new ones who are posting meetups,
right?
That's helpful.
Yeah, definitely.
I hate that, like, I very rarely, you know, can get out to go to stuff because I feel like we always have stuff going on. And during the week, you know, the kids are at school, I'm at work.
Right.
You know, so it's tough, but we'll get it moving forward. It would be nice if we could get someone who lives in the city.
Right.
That, you know, could definitely...
Hey, we're probably gonna do some more get-togethers with the Fishtown dads, you know, and see what their, I guess, gauge what their level of interest is in it as well.
Yeah, and speaking of Alex, he started the Southern Chester County dad's group, just kind of as a little spinoff,
right?
Since he's down in Southern Chester County.
Yeah.
Down, I'm not exactly sure which town he is in.
He's in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. It's ridiculous. he's like, yeah, you remember that scene in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Where he's at the store, and he's trying to order stuff, and the guy keeps saying it's going to be 2 weeks. Every time I think of where Alex lives, I think of George Clooney's line. It's like, well, isn't this place just a geographical oddity? 2 weeks from everywhere.
Nice. Yeah, I used to work down there, too.
Oh, yeah.
My first real job out of college, I was down in Oxford.
Right.
For making $9 an hour as a newspaper reporter.
Hey, you know.
Thanks for that non-money.
Hey, it's probably better than most newspaper reporters make now, so, you know.
No, I mean, you know, inflation. So it's
nice. But inflation, but then, you know, nobody reads newspapers anymore.
Yeah, that's true. There aren't any newspaper reporters anymore.
Well, hey, real quick, if you're interested in t-shirts and you love our show, you should go check out our new t-shirt line thing going on.
You should.
It's pretty awesome. It's through Amazon. You can check it out. I'll put a link in the description for the show, and you can find links to it on popandbottlesdadcast.com, as well as our Facebook page, facebook.com/pbdadcast.
Yes. All the and good we're stuff. We're working on it.
Yeah.
Getting a page on our site that will have all the shirts on there. It's proving a little bit more difficult than I'd anticipated to get it to actually post properly. Otherwise, it would be up.
We'll get there.
For the
time being, you just go to Amazon.com and
search the Poppin' Bottles Adcast.
Right.
And you find our shirts. You'll
see some awesome stuff on there, and we're going to be rolling out new shirts as time goes on, because, you know, we're creative people. We keep coming up with different ideas for that sort of thing. And the holidays are coming up.
They are.
So you know.
They'll make good gifts for your friends that like podcasts.
Exactly.
Dads. Yeah. Such. So I think, our sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Hey, speaking of t-shirts, speaking of awesome shirts.
Go to thepoplifeshop.com. Get your dad's busy footballs on.
Did you almost say free shirt? It sounded like that's where you were going with that.
I most definitely did not say free
shirt. No free shirts. But yeah, it's football season. Poplife.com has not new football season shirts, but the same classics from last year. I think maybe one or two that are now available in long sleeve, which, you know,
Yes. Obviously
makes sense because the weather's getting colder. But check out poplife.com. Find those. You can also get apparel for moms and babies.
Babies.
Including your favorite shirt. I make adorable babies.
Yes,
in men's and women's, and then a onesie that says adorable baby on it.
Yes.
So you can get the whole matching set for any of the new families in your life. If you have any friends just having a baby or something like that.
I want twosie in my onesie.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
You would.
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see, which is everybody, because this is an audio recording, Nick is currently dancing around his living room in his onesie, and it's kind of strange, kind of weird.
That's not true.
It's kind of weird.
I saved that for Christmas.
I would have thought your legs would be hairier, but, you know, I mean, I'm not going to judge. It's whatever. Oh,
thanks for that.
Well, I figured since you didn't have much on top of your head, it would be, you know, elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, appreciate that. That's gonna do it for this week.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm just gonna stay on my side of the laptop and stroke my hipster hair. It's all good.
Yeah, your hair is ridiculously long.
It is getting pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's going to do it for this week. Everybody have a good week, and stay patient.
Stay patient, and tune in next week for our 3-year anniversary show.
Ah, that's right, yeah.
We have a big guest. We have no guests.
We have no guests. Maybe we have no guests. Or maybe it is a big guest, and we just don't want to tell you.
Tune in to find out.
Yeah, exactly.
Teasers.
Teasers. You're such a tease.
Have a great week.
Later.